PSA. Weather today, wow, just looking great. Beautiful, 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 warm, sunny with a high of 20 at the water, 25 inland right now, 12 degrees.
Move 1035's What You Need to Know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Members of Parliament will meet today with reps of Canadian steel companies and unions trying to convince the federal government that it needs to retaliate against the latest U.S. tariffs. President Donald Trump doubled his country's duties on steel and aluminum imports to 50% yesterday. The Canadian Steel Producers Association says that the hike is dealing the industry a crushing blow and effectively blocks Canadian steel from entering the U.S. market. Tributes are pouring in for the first Canadian in space, Mark Garneau, who died yesterday after a brief illness at age 76. MPs rose for a moment of silence in the House of Commons last night to honor the astronaut who made history with his trip aboard the Shuttle Challenger in 1984. He blasted off twice in 96 and 2000 before heading up the Canadian Space Agency and then moving into federal politics as a Montreal area Liberal MP. And the latest TikTok trend is adult tummy time. It's like the version for babies, and it supposedly helps reverse the effects of all the time we spend hunched over computers, phones, and other devices.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeartRadio station. Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
With more tickets to the BC Lions home opener on Saturday to give away, Snoop Dogg, part of the concert kickoff, well, the headliner, the star of the concert kickoff. So your four-pack of tickets will get you to see the show and the game. Your chance to win those at 7:05.
In a few minutes, we'll continue our conversation about who is the oldest person listening that does not have a driver's license, has never had a driver's license? 604-280-1035, or you can text 103535. Here's Tracy Chapman on Move.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here. Yeah, it's not
to say.
You're listening to The Nat and Drew Show.
On today's best variety, Move 1035.
Where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. God!
This morning, who is the oldest person listening that does not have a driver's license, has never had a driver's license, just no interest? Because there's a growing trend of teenagers that are like not interested, so much so that Young Drivers of Canada is reporting that the average student at Young Drivers is now over 20 years old. 10 plus years ago, the average age at young drivers was 16 because everybody wanted to get their driver's license.
Wild.
It's just there's been so many reasons, and one of them is there's rideshare. Also, parents. Parents driving their kids much more so than when we were young.
I call myself Druber. Just running the kids around everywhere. Yeah. That's what I am. It's my side hustle that pays no money.
No.
I am Druber. 604-280-1035. Ingrid, do you have your driver's license, or do you not have your driver's license?
I do, but my partner Rachel has never had a driver's license, and I don't want to tell you how old she is because she'll kill me, but she's...
Is she north of 30?
She's north of 50.
but below 70?
Yes.
Below 60?
Yes.
Okay, we're narrowing down.
Yeah, okay, below... No, I'm kidding. Why has she never had one, Ingrid?
I have no clue. I tried to teach her to drive out at the airport. She's pretty good, but... She just doesn't see a need for it.
I guess
crazy.
I guess because you're also driving her everywhere.
Hello? I'm Druber.
Yeah, you don't want to be Druber, Ingrid. You don't want to be a Druber. It pays nothing.
No.
It pays nothing. Don't be a Druber.
But I at least feel that Ingrid's passenger, Rachel, will talk to her, unlike your kids
fair enough.
In your car.
Shay, tell us about your brother. He doesn't have his driver's license. How old is he?
He is 42.
42. Never had a license. Never even had a learner's?
Never had a license. Never had a learner's. Never had any interest in driving.
What about dating? Was it hard for him to date without having a license?
I don't think so. Like, he got married pretty young.
Did they have kids together?
They did. Strollers, everything. Just using the transit system.
Wow.
And we live in the suburbs, so it's not even like we're in the city itself.
Well, full credit to them to get around, be able to get around and commit to that.
Yeah.
That's actually quite impressive. Thank you for the call, Shay. 604-280-1035. You can text at 103535 as well.
Yeah, Diane says, Kathy says she is 57 and has never had a license. And I had a little text exchange with Kathy, and, you know, I just said, why? And she's like, I don't know, maybe genetic. My mom didn't get hers till she was in her 40s. I've got a niece that's in her 30s that doesn't drive. And Kathy goes on to say there's some benefits. Like, you never have to be the designated driver, and you never have to drive a friend to the airport. Like, there are some wins by not having a license.
People making a case. People making a case.
Yeah.
Speaking of people, this is, I wonder. Hi, Rachel. You don't have your driver's license?
I'm an oldie with no license.
Are you married to Ingrid?
Yes.
We literally just heard from your wife.
In for me?
She called in for you.
We literally just heard from your wife.
You're kidding.
She had many things to say, Rachel.
Oh, my goodness.
Rachel, she's really sick of driving you everywhere. You really should get your license.
I can't. It's too late now.
It's never too late, Rachel. It's never too late.
The Nat Andrew Show on Move 103.5.
Get that driver's license, Rachel. Thank you for the calls and texts here this morning. Stanley Cup final is underway. What a comeback win for the Oilers last night. What's trending is on the way before 6:30.
La, 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 la. Number one streaming app for radio, including iHeart Pride Canada. We've nothing but Pride hits and party anthems, plus personalized and curated playlists like Back in the Day Pride. Take pride with you anytime, anywhere. Ask your smart speaker to play iHeart Pride Canada.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
One night, one city, one live stream you don't want to miss. Khalid, headlines, Billboard Canada The Stage at North by Northeast, June 12th.
Khalid!
Can we just...
Presented by iHeartRadio. With performances by rising star Akila and more. And iHeartRadio is streaming it live from Toronto.
What's up, guys? It's Khalid.
Show me where you love it.
Watch on the iHeartRadio CA YouTube channel. It's free, exclusive, and it's only from iHeartRadio.
Four generations, one epic battle. Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, or Boomers. Who's gonna win it all?
Lily Singh hosts the number one Canadian game show, Battle of the Generations. All new Wednesday at 10, 8 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
Everyone I meet has the same question.
What's the question?
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
I can answer that one.
Please do.
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices at Spence.
Zero? How did we escape it?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
And the people who work in our Canadian facilities are superior as well.
Hell yes!
If we ever need to buy anything that is subject to a tariff, Michael has decided to absorb the cost so it is not passed along to our customers.
That's very generous, Michael.
I don't know if it was generosity or just plain defiance. The only thing I know for sure is that I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Davis with Lou, 103.5 Traffic. We've just cleared a stall off the Alex Fraser northbound. There is another stall on the Queensboro, which is still there, and that's northbound North End, and an accident, an abandoned vehicle actually in Langley. Highway 1 westbound at 200th. Smart buys this week at Price Smart Foods. Frozen Pacific White Shrimp, easy peeled, 26 to 30 pieces, just $7.29 each. Visit their new Broadway or King's Crossing stores, now open. We've got sunshine ahead today, more of this warm temperature that just is going to keep getting hotter and hotter toward the weekend. Today's high 20, right now 12 degrees.
An incredible comeback for the Edmonton Oilers and a celebrity facial treatment that sounds really gross, but celebs swear by. What's trending coming up?
After music from Tate McRae. On Move 103.5, good morning.
Maybe you don't like talking too much about yourself, but you should have told me that you were thinking about someone else. You're drunk at a party, or maybe it's just that your car broke down. You're holding off for a couple months, you're calling me now. I know you, you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me, I did. But I've been ever, you know that hurt. Swear for a while I'm still up on photos to see your name, but now that it's there, I don't really know what to say. I know you, you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me,
Tate McRae. Move 103.5. Wow, what a come-from-behind win for the Oilers.
What's trending?
Edmonton was down 3-1 in the second period last night in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final, but fought their way back to force OT. And that's when Leon Draisaitl scored the game winner. Here's Leon after the game on TSN.
It's tough to describe. You're obviously locked in, and you know, especially on the power play, you're looking to finish it. And some incredible plays that made it you know, pretty easy for me to put that home.
Made it pretty easy for me to put it back home.
Aww.
I know he drives some people crazy, especially fans of the Canucks. But I like his swagger. I like it when a superstar athlete knows they kick ass and they show some of that at the podium. I like that.
Like, who else is like that you love? What's his name again?
Oh, that Tom Brady guy?
Oh, that's right.
That guy?
That's
yeah.
Right.
But I'm sorry. Like, is that like this? I guess because he doesn't sound like swag. He doesn't like have rapper swagger.
No, but listen to what he's saying. It made it pretty easy for me to bring it home.
It's some hard. Sometimes they all have this monotone way of speaking that actually their words get lost on me because it's not very exciting.
It doesn't sound exciting.
No,
so
he doesn't sound like he's not, you know, braggadocious.
No, he's not up there ranting and raving.
Yeah.
But if
like
you listen to what, if you listen to what he's saying, it's like he knows he's the deal. He was injured for the Stanley Cup final last year. Apparently feeling good and feeling healthy going into the final right now. And, that could make the difference. Game two, again, in Edmonton tomorrow night at 5 o'clock.
If you want glowing skin, celebrities are swearing by the Salmon Sperm Facial. Miley Cyrus is the latest convert. She was performing at a small intimate show earlier this week in L.A., and someone in the crowd yelled out, "Your skin looks perfect!" And Miley responded, "Thank you. I tried the salmon sperm." And she said, "Tastes strange, but my skin looks great." And apparently Jennifer Aniston is on board with the salmon sperm facial, as is Kim Kardashian. The only naysayer I could find was Lindsay Lohan, who she's like, you know, I'm really not sure that it's more than any, like, it's any better than anything else.
So she's tried it, but just is not sold on it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Is your dermatologist offering the salmon sperm facial next?
No, I haven't asked, but okay. I don't see it on the menu of the thing.
I'm shocked you're even doing this story. Like, how do you think they get that, Nat?
Yeah, well, I don't think there's a salmon that goes to the sperm bank.
I don't either.
Be nice if they did, if right? It was just like a salmon looking to make a few extra bucks.
Right?
That'd be great. In my mind, that's what's happening.
Okay.
It's like
just
a college student salmon.
Thank you, because I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's not, let's go with it. It's the sperm bank, salmon sperm bank.
They're just swimming up creek into a little private area for a little bit.
Yeah.
And,
a little salmon magazine.
Make their deposit.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
Let me see. the baby.
On Move 103.5. Good morning. It's 6:31. I think most of us have had this thought at one point or another. You see a story and you say to yourself, man, thieves are really dumb. Like, really, sometimes so dumb. Like this guy from Mission, who was arrested after he broke into an Abbotsford home, and maybe he would have gotten away with it at least for a little bit longer than he did, because there was some other stuff that wound up developing as a result of this. But he self-sabotage. If he hadn't been so dumb, and he was so dumb because of one of the things that he stole. He stole a pair of Apple AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
Now, guess what is one of the easiest things in the world to track location? If you are an Apple user or an Apple owner, you can track all your stuff, including your Apple AirPods, once they've been paired with your phone or whatever device you use them on. And so that's exactly what happened here. The thief, among other things that he stole, decided to grab that pair of Apple AirPods and take them with him. And then as soon as the homeowner came back and realized that their house had been robbed and the AirPods were gone, they looked up on their phone to track the AirPods. Now, here's where the RCMP gets involved and says, has a warning for us all. If something like this happens to you, do not track the thieves yourselves. Mm. Because that's initially what happened here. The guy in Abbotsford who had his house broken into decided to follow the AirPods to a gas station in a mall parking lot and then called police.
Don't
do that.
Okay.
Call the police right away, and then they'll do the tracking on your phone and follow the items.
But I understand the temptation, right? Like the idea that you're going to get justice and you're going to deliver the justice. The homeowner didn't confront the thief. He was just keeping eyes on the thief.
Eyes, and the police were eventually called. There was some erratic driving, as I say, some other things going on.
The homeowner tracking his AirPods. You will not get away.
By the bad guys. Yeah. By the time the bad guys were eventually arrested, or at least the lead bad guy, this is somebody who has a history of doing this kind of stuff. So.
Did the homeowner go like, yeah, I caught you. The police were involved as well, but I did it.
You would feel like a bit of a master detective or a superhero on some level, but still, all you're doing is like, find my AirPods.
Yeah.
Like, it is the last thing in the world any thief should ever steal is an Apple product. You're giving yourself up right from the get-go.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
Coming up in just about an hour from now exactly, your first play of the $1,000 minute, and we'll give you the answer to question one right after Aaron's news at 7.
It's so embarrassing when everyone's talking about the HBO original The White Lotus, but you haven't watched it because you don't have Crave. And they ask you who your favorite character is, and you say, White Lotus? And then they tell you, that's the name of the hotel.
Switch your phone plan to Bell and get Crave on us and start streaming The White Lotus, all on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Available on select phone plans when you bring your own phone. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell, mobile plans just got better.
Big announcement coming, everybody. Big announcement.
Get ready. The Trailer Park Boys are now on Crave.
It's going to be wicked.
We are partying tonight.
I am pumped.
All 12 seasons of the iconic Canadian series.
Promise me you'll use some sense of decorum on the TV.
Bubbles, what are you worried about? Of course they used decorum on the TV.
Julian, Ricky, Bubbles, and the rest of the Sunnyvale gang are all here.
Decent.
Trailer Park Boys. Stream now on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe at crave.ca.
One night, one city, one live stream you don't want to miss. Khalid headlines Billboard Canada The Stage at North by Northeast, June 12th.
Khalid!
Can we just...
Presented by iHeartRadio. With performances by rising star Akila and more. And iHeartRadio is streaming it live from Toronto.
What's up, guys? It's Khalid.
Show me where you love it.
Watch on the iHeartRadio CA YouTube channel. It's free, exclusive, and it's only from iHeartRadio.
He could afford regular furniture, but what he wanted was extraordinary ROVE.
Ridiculously overpriced. Very expensive.
He wanted high-quality designer furniture, a Ferrari for the price of a Ford.
I searched for designer furniture factories for the most famous retailers on Earth.
No one else wanted to travel 10,000 kilometers from home, so he went himself.
My name is Mike. They tell me I love adventure.
Mike got on an airplane, flew overseas, and found the factory.
After getting to know me, they let me buy direct from the factory.
Mike created a membership program and built a website so you can get what he got.
High quality designer furniture direct from the manufacturer.
Designer furniture direct from the factory. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Go to XROVE.ca. That's XROVE.ca.
XROVE.ca. XROVE.ca. I'll see you there.
Everyone I meet has the same question.
What's the question?
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
I can answer that one.
Please do.
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices of Spence.
Zero? How did we escape it?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
And the people who work in our Canadian facilities are superior as well.
Hell yes!
If we ever need to buy anything that is subject to a tariff, Michael has decided to absorb the cost so it is not passed along to our customers.
That's very generous, Michael.
I don't know if it was generosity or just plain defiance. The only thing I know for sure is that I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence. Wow! In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
We are Applewood Auto Group. We don't just sell cars, we buy cars. We service cars. We build cars. We race cars. We tune cars. We are cars. At Applewood Auto Group, your dream car isn't just a dream anymore. It's all good at
Applewood. Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We cleared a stall on the Queensborough Bridge, northbound North End. We still have a little bit of a slowdown there on the Marine Way off-ramp. Langley Highway 1 westbound at 200th Street overpass. We have an abandoned vehicle right shoulder. Smart buys this week at Price Smart Foods. Fung Kitchen's dumpling, 680 grams, just $5.99 each. Visit their new Broadway or Kingsway Crossing stores, now open. Smart buys this week at Price Smart Foods. We've got sunshine ahead today. The high will be about 20 at the water, 25 in the valley right now, 12 degrees.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good? It's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm losing control?
The Nat and Drew Show.
Move 103.5.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took at me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
I was really rooting for you. Yeah, yeah. It's like, man, why you gotta be
really rooting for you. Yeah, yeah. I was really rooting for you. Oh, I was really rooting for you. Damn. Why you gotta be so cold in the summertime? In the summertime. In the summertime. I was really rooting for you.
Move 103.5. What do we have here that Seattle residents are super jealous of? In fact, in a recent Reddit thread, one Seattle resident said, this thing is dope as hell and wish Seattle had something similar. It is. BC ferries are ferries. I'm not on the ferries enough to know, and I've only ever been on a Washington ferry once, and it was a while ago, so I don't remember. And it was a small ferry, so really hard to compare. But a Seattle resident started a Reddit thread about the ferry trip that they took on Memorial Day weekend here in BC, and just how amazing BC ferries is.
We complain, and often, you know, with good reason. But at the same time, like, and I marveled at this a couple of months ago. My family and I did a few days in Victoria around our spring break, and I hadn't been over to the island in over 10 years. Like, it had been a long time. And there was the day that we were crossing over, and you're just standing outside on the ferry deck, and you're looking across the water, and you're seeing these other huge boats kind of moving in all different directions, and you're like, nobody else has this, at least in this country. I'm sure elsewhere there are, but in this country, we're the only ones who get around en masse to this level where there are enough people that need to use these things that there are so many of these big giant boats in the water. Mm-hmm. It is pretty incredible. It is one of the defining characteristics of British Columbia, I think.
Mm-hmm. What I loved though was the write up. It's not just that we have ferries. They have some ferries in Seattle. It's islands.
I've seen them on Grey's Anatomy.
the islands off of Washington and stuff. They have ferries, but it was the write up about BC ferries. So, the write up is it's nearly as big is a cruise ship and almost as nice inside, a reasonably priced gift shop, two cafes, a kids area, pet areas, two indoor passenger decks, two outdoor decks, stunning views, many comfortable chairs in various configurations, and a lounge playing Canadian news.
How quaint. They're playing Canadian
news. What a treat. And then all these people were like, you know what? I love BC ferries.
Did the poster mention anything about car alarms going off on the parking level?
Is that? Oh, my gosh. No. No, that would have. Stop. Turn it off. Why did that person arm their car?
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Matt and Drew Show.
How quaint. How quaint is the sound.
It's a real thing. You can't do a BC ferries trip without that happening at least one time.
We've got tickets to see the BC Lions and Snoop Dogg on Saturday at the big home opener and the concert kickoff. We'll spin the wheel of games just after 7 o'clock.
Well, that's it. Excited to meet your new roommate?
You betcha. You ever have roommates, Mom?
Ah, yes, had a great roomie, so dependable, great with money, amazing what they could do with $45, and fast, like 300 megabits fast.
What?
Yeah, we call him Evox. Actually, he still lives at home. Maybe I can introduce you.
All right.
Make Evox your new favorite roommate with 300 megabits per second fiber internet for only $45 a month. Details at evox.ca.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. This week, a song so good, you feel like you could kick a door down. The story behind Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Did you know that Shania was performing in nightclubs when she was like 8? Truly shocking. Find out more with Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, and the unbelievable story of Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for that and more stories behind the songs you love.
What did you do?
I saved her.
Crave is the exclusive home of HBO's biggest series, The Last of Us.
I'm your back. You're mine.
Stream all episodes of the Emmy-winning hit critics call breathtaking, shattering, and a masterpiece.
By the time the sun comes up tomorrow, you'll be dead.
The Last of Us, an HBO original. All episodes stream now, only on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Life moves fast, but Vancouver Aquarium's new exhibit is a reminder to slow down. From encounters with sloths to hands-on fun in daily animal shows, discover how slow can be a superpower. Survival of the Slowest, open for a limited time. Book now at vancouveraquarium.com.
Tariffs, exchange rates, cash flow. In the face of the current storm, Canadian entrepreneurs need to forge ahead. In BDC, the Business Development Bank of Canada, is with you every step of the way with strategic advice and financing solutions adapted to your reality. It's time to take action, to tackle the uncertainty, and to come out stronger. Together, let's keep moving forward. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices at Spence.
Zero?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
Hell yes!
Spence will not be raising its prices.
I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
It's back, and it's big. Monster Days at Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments. We're roaring for the whole month of June with all sorts of in-store and online specials. And 6 months no-interest financing. Plus, special events every Saturday, including half-price rental day and customer appreciation day. Monster Days, all month long, only at Long & McQuaid.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
LongAndMcQuaid.com to find out more.
TELUS Anniversary Sale is here. Get Pure Fiber Internet from $75 a month with a price guarantee for 3 years, plus no term commitments or hidden fees. Limited time only. Visit TELUS.com/deals. Conditions apply.
Jumpstart your summer with Wendy's delicious drinks. Enjoy a small iced coffee, Frosty Chino, or Frosty Fizz for only $1.99. But hurry, get your $1.99 small drink at participating Wendy's. Only available until June 29th. Taxes extra.
Vancouver's favorite way to wake up.
The Nat and Drew Show. Today's best variety. Move 103.5.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart.
Davis with Move 103.5 traffic. Looking good right now. We've cleared a couple of problems. We have some extra volume northbound on the Alex Fraser due to an earlier stall, and some extra volume northbound on the Queensboro due to an earlier stall, but they're both gone, and now the only problem is a problem in Langley. Highway 1 westbound at 200 Street Overpass. It's an abandoned vehicle, right shoulder, and it's still there. Get 20 or 30,000 points at Shoppers Drug Mart, a $20 or $30 value. Open your app, shop, and scan. This Friday to Saturday, conditions in app. Weather is brought to you by Choices. Choices Market has been awarded Organic Retailer of the Year by the Canada Organic Trade Association. Thank you for trusting Choices with your organic shopping needs. Weather, just perfect. Sunny and hot. The high today will be 20 at the water, 25 in the valley, and right now it's 12 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Well, this is kind of a sad story. Canadians appear divided on whether we see the U.S. as a friend or a foe. A new Léger poll finds 27% of respondents say they consider the U.S. an ally, and 26% say they see it as an enemy country. Almost a third of the 1,500 people recently surveyed online say they view the U.S. as a neutral country. U.S. President Donald Trump doubled his tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to 50% this week. MPs will meet with Canadian steel companies and union workers to talk about those tariffs. Industry and labor groups want the federal government to quickly implement matching tariffs to retaliate against the United States. That after Trump made his decision to double the imports to 50%. It's a massive threat to our Canadian industries. So far, Prime Minister Mark Carney has said his government will need to take some time to craft a response. Tributes pouring in for the first Canadian space, Mark Garneau, who died yesterday after a brief illness at the age of 76. Leon Draisaitl capped a two-goal effort with the overtime winner to lift the Oilers to a 4-3 comeback over the Florida Panthers in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Game 2 goes tomorrow. And in Vancouver's new Professional Women's Hockey League world, the team has signed defender Claire Thompson and fellow blue liner Sophie Jacques from the Minnesota Frost.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
Nat and Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Home of the $1,000 Minutes. First play of the day is on the way at 7:35 to save you time and get you closer to the money. The answer to question one at 7:35 is power tools. Power tools. Hold on to that and good luck in a half hour.
Coming up just a few minutes though, the wheel.